Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Run and Rebel basketball. After a steady diet of the San Jose State's Air Forces and depleted Colorado State team-type opponents, the Rebels stepped up in class as they visited Save Mart Arena in Fresno for a date with Fresno State. Now, the Bulldogs belong in what I call the top four upper tier of the Mountain West Conference, along with Reno, Boise State, and San Diego State. Now, those are the squads who've actually been to the postseason tournament in recent years. So, how would the Scarlet and Gray fare? Well, the day started at 4 a.m. due to a plane issue, and traveling on game day isn't so easy. So when Fresno State opened the contest with a 9-1 lead, it looked like fatigue would be the storyline. Not so. In fact, UNLV battled back multiple times and even led by as many as 9. But it was deja vu all over again, Yogi, as the Bulldogs' Terrell Carter saved his best for UNLV. He had 18 points and 3 key defensive plays late in the game to seal the victory for the home team, 69-63. Four Rebels were in double figures as Brandon McCoy led all with a double-double, 13-13, but it's not much of a consolation because UNLV falls to 3-4 in conference play while dropping their first Mountain West Conference road game this season. Next up, Saturday night at 7 versus San Diego State in what should be a spirited contest as the Rebels look to capture their first Mountain West Conference home win of the season and a little respect. I wouldn't call it a must win, but frankly, it's a must win. In the meantime, we'll see you out at the Thomas and Mack. For ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.